Hi, my name is Dwayne, and today we're interviewing a 15 professional basketball player, Willie Dean, and he is an author who wrote a book named Love.
What was it like playing basketball for Schenectady?
Well, since I was born and raised in Schenectady, it really felt great, especially when, after 4 years, we were able to win the state championship. So after we won the state championship, the city was extremely proud, and it was the first championship since the merger of Linton and Mount Pleasant.
How do you feel to come back to Schenectady?
Well, Schenectady is always home, because you know, since this is where I was born, and a lot of my friends and family are here. So even though I've traveled all around the world these last 15 years, Schenectady is and will always be home.
What was it like to be a freshman in high school?
Kids were wondering, is that nerve-wracking, like when you're the young person, the freshman coming out of high school?
Yeah. Well, I understand that you guys will be moving out to a new environment, but even though it may be a little bit intimidating, it's still a great learning experience, and you will have friends in no time, just like you were able to build and develop.
And you get more friends than friends.
Right. It'll be another place where you can go to meet more people and acquire more friends.
Like, you're famous and you meet a lot of people. Like, you and you go to basketball sometimes for a long time.
Right. Everywhere you go, you have the opportunity to meet someone new and also learn something.
Learn something new.
Right.
Is it fun playing basketball? Like, I don't understand how it feels to play basketball.
Like, for a career? Like, for your job?
Yeah.
Well, there are more positives than negatives, but let me just give you an example. We do a lot of traveling, so we fly to many different countries to play different teams. And I'll tell you a good example. I was in Russia one season, and the name of the city was Vladivostok. And just to give you an idea of how big the continent Russia is, so we flew from Vladivostok all the way to the other side of Russia for a game in St. Petersburg, and that flight was 10.5 hours. So I was on the plane for 10.5 hours just to go and play one game.
Wow.
So how big is this plane? I see all these basketball players try to sprint into these seats for 10.5 hours.
Well, when they do a great job of trying to accommodate you know, the taller players and give them exit row seats or business class seats to where there's a little bit more space. You know, in college we had a couple times where we were able to fly on a private jet. So there's a lot space on there, and when I was with the Wizards, we flew private as well. But you don't always get the fortune of flying private. There are times where you're scrunched for space and it's difficult, but you just have to adjust to the environment and get yourself ready for the game.
Did you like playing basketball?
Well, I liked playing basketball, but I also enjoyed the fact that basketball was able to, you know, allow me to see the world. I was fortunate enough to play in many different countries and see a lot of special things. You know, some of the things that I saw in real life, I never thought I would be able to see them in person. I thought, you know, I would only see them on the History Channel or the National Geographic, but, you know, I went to Egypt, I went inside the pyramids, I saw the Sphinx, I went to Greece and saw the Acropolis, I was in Moscow in Russia, saw Red Square and the Kremlin, and, you know, went to Paris, France, saw the Eiffel Tower. So, you know, there's many, many things, many historic landmarks that I was fortunate enough and blessed enough to have the opportunity of visiting. And I hopefully one day you all will be able to travel and see some of these things that I've seen.
Are you signed with Nike?
No, I don't have an individual contract with Nike, but I've played for a lot of teams that were sponsored by Nike, and as well as a lot of different other companies. But I do not have a Nike contract. So.
Do you have the new LeBron 16s?
Yes, I do. I'm a supporter of LeBron, especially with him creating his own school, the I Promise School. I'm a big supporter of LeBron and the things that he's doing for his community, because you know, we have similar missions.
Have you ever met a famous people when you went to basketball player before?
Well, I played against a lot of famous players. I did play against Michael Jordan, mm-hmm. when I was in college. I worked his camp because he used to play golf with my coach, my college coach, and every year my college coach would send some players to work Michael Jordan's camp, and I had the pleasure of, you know, meeting Michael Jordan and playing against him and guarding him, and he was guarding me, and you know, it was a thrilling experience because he was somebody who I used to watch a lot growing up as a basketball player. So I believe there's still videos on YouTube of me playing against Michael Jordan.
I think we saw some one-on-one, didn't we?
Michael Jordan versus Billy Dean.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, we didn't play one-on-one. We were just guarding each other. We were playing 5-on-5. So his team won a couple games and my team won a couple games. And that was that.
Are you friends with any famous basketball players?
I do have a lot of friends. Probably my closest friend, he is now the general manager of the Philadelphia 76ers. His name is Elton Brand. Elton Brand and I, we played AAU together. And also, I played AAU with Lamar Odom.
No,
I don't know if you guys remember these old names.
Their teacher does. Elton was from Downstate, right?
Yes, he was from Peekskill.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Damn. What did you like about going to college?
Hold on a second.
I'm sorry. See,
you're
yes,
fine.
I go pee.
Yeah. Takai, do you want to walk with them to the girls'
okay.
room?
Here,
no.